Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedies.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Go ahead and get this party started. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 20th of 2017. And the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to jump right in. Very important topic for you. I want to talk about the subject that I've focused on all my life when I finally understood that there was a certain part of my disposition that was outside of my control. I had a desire. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I thought about how the spirit was against the flesh and the flesh was against the spirit. Coming from a spiritual background, then coming from a worldly background, then finally getting exposed to a scientific background, that's when my world changed, was when I finally started to understand the science behind being on autopilot. Now, we all operate or vibrate automatically. There is a way by which you vibrate or that you operate. And without examining that way, it's very, very dangerous because you go through life and you never question. I never did that, brothers and sisters. I never questioned authority. Now, I asked a lot of questions, but they was always the wrong questions. So I got the wrong answer. So I went through life, this happy-go-lucky, the same way you are going through life. And a lot of people, maybe not you personally, but a lot of people are going through life. And the way that their lungs work automatically, the liver works automatically, your kidneys work automatically. This is your autoimmune system. So everybody has an autoimmune system. Your autoimmune system works automatically. And so it is this understanding of how the world works automatically, and since it works automatically, even though it doesn't work in our behalf, in our to our advantage, especially if you're an African American, the world doesn't work automatically in your how can I put this delicately, or to your advantage, due to this ideal that's called systematic racism. Racism isn't done on an individual level, at least not on a mass scale. Racism is done automatically. We live in a system. It is systemic. Racism is automatically. It's an autoimmune disease. There's a lot of things in this world that happens automatically. And so we have to examine this autopilot thinking. So we all think, or we all vibrate, or we all oscillate in our personal lives. We wake up and we live our lives on autopilot. We operate in an unconscious manner the majority of our day. Sometimes, and maybe this morning you woke up, you drove to work, and you don't remember how you got there. You don't consciously remember all of the people you passed on the way to work, all the signs, unless there was a traumatic event or something that was outside of the normal. Maybe you saw a cop on the side of the road that had someone pulled over. Otherwise, you drove to work this morning automatically because you've been down that route many times. And so this is how we live our lives. We live our lives on autopilot. We do things because we saw our parents, because of our environment, because of our culture, because of our religious beliefs. There's a litany, or there is a plethora of different ways by which we operate. And this inner dialogue brings about specific results that may or may not be taking us in the direction that we want to go. And so until you stop and examine, how do I talk to myself? Now, this talking that takes place is your inner talk. I call it faith talk or mind chatter in all of my books, that I, especially the book Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And I talk about this word diligence and how we have to become diligent through the use of what I'm going ready to share with you today and the practice of gaining control over your life by changing your internal dialogue, your inner speech, your voice, your frequency or your wave or your vibration. Without the ability to be aware of it, most people are not even aware. And then the greater problem is most people don't even understand why being aware of your inner dialogue is even important. Most people don't even care. They go through life without even examining why they can't see. So you are living your life. A lot of us are living our lives because we are designed that way by God. But that inner your inner dialogue was hijacked by the anti-God at birth. So let me paint a picture for you, brothers. Let me paint a picture for you, sisters, so you can understand that right now as I'm speaking to you, there is a thought process that is taking place, and it is directly interfering with your environment. Now, you are at what is called an innovative loss because of your automatic pilot. That means that your innovation is lost. You are part of an unhealthy institutionalized system. So this institutionalized system, poverty is institutionalized. It's on an institutional level. You cannot fight poverty on the individual level. You got to fight the institution of poverty. There is an institutionalized system of dis-ease. We don't have health care. We have disease care. We're not managing or eradicating health. We're managing. So this is the management of health, meaning we want to give you a disease. We're going to manage the disease so you can die slowly and comfortably, but you're going to die because we don't have health care. We got disease care. So this is institutionalized. Fluoride is not given to individual houses. Fluoride is placed in the water on an institutional level. Chemtrails is not just sprayed over one house. Chemtrails is sprayed over the entire globe. HARP doesn't affect just one area of the planet. HARP manipulates the weather, and there's weather modification that is going on the institutional level. This is the unhealthy institutionalized system. The air that you breathe is controlled by the prince of the air. He's called Lucifer, and we live in a luminescence ether. As we talked about last night, I triple dare anybody to go to Google and type in the word luminescence ether. You will find that the ether, that the atmosphere is made up of things. The atmosphere, the stratosphere, the ionosphere, all of these things. What are they? What is it? What is it around the globe, brother? What is it around the earth, sister? And how did it get there? And is it healthy? This institutionalized system is systemic. It does not promote growth. It weakens your spiritual standard, and it diminishes your due diligence. It destroys your intellectual capacity by which you are able to oscillate and vibrate on a higher level. That's why when Yahushua came into this dimension, he says that light came into darkness, and darkness perceived it not. So Yahushua said that I'm a pilgrim. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. So if you're looking for the truth and not a version of it, a institutionalized, the King James version, the word version means his perspective. I'm not interested in King James perspective. I want the original. I don't want somebody else's dumbed down version. I can think for myself. Thank you very much. But we don't even have the option. The original Bible consists of 80 books. Why you got 66? You don't even ask the question. Most of us don't even know. We're on automatic pilot. They gave us a book. We don't even know that the Bible means Helios or Sun book. S-U-N. We don't even know. We had an innovative loss. Being on automatic pilot unconsciously and subconsciously forces you to follow a routine rather than to consciously think for yourself. There isn't a person, let me rephrase that, I didn't start thinking for myself until I was in my 50s. Everything I did was a regurgitation of what the Reverend Dr. Bishop told me or somebody else told me, my culture. I saw all the other black men doing it, so I did it. Every other black man treated his wife this way, so I did. Every other black man didn't go to work, so I didn't. Every other black man didn't do A, B, C, and D, so I didn't do A, B, C, and D. It was a institutionalized, unconscious, automatic way of oscillating, of vibrating. I was on autopilot. But now, brothers and sisters, the universe is changing. The sun is changing. Now, you living on the planet, you don't even know unless you're very sensitive, unless you are an 11 or a 7, you're probably not even aware of the fact that the sun rays contains information and the sun is heating up. Not only heat for us physically, but heat for us informationally, meaning that it is when it hits your skin, especially if you are a heavy melanated individual. The darker the hue. There is this whole study called the black body. It has nothing to do with the skin. It has to do with the melanin. Because melanin is actually, again, crystallized sunlight. Now, you need to understand, we all have melanin. We got different various amounts of it inside of our body. This actually causes some of the problem, but it's also the solution to the problem. So when you are on automatic pilot, that means that you are derailed from the ability to harness your individualized thinking and to use innovation within inside of the culture. So the dominant culture overrides the individual culture. Now, there is no room whatsoever for improvement inside of the automatic pilot culture. In other words, if you take a plane and you put it on automatic pilot, the plane takes over and the pilot is of no use. In other words, the pilot's brain is not needed. When you are on automatic pilot, your individual spirit is not needed. So being on automatic pilot means you're living your life without God, unless God structured that pilot. And unfortunately, the institution, because this is institutionalized poverty, this is institutionalized sickness, this is institutionalized ignorance, this is institutionalized bad relationships. Just watch any of the quote-unquote reality shows. I ain't never seen no reality show where it showed a positive African-American male that didn't have no sugar in his tank and a positive African-American female that wasn't loud and overbearing. I've never seen it. Have you? I've never seen a healthy depiction. It was always at a disadvantage. We was always positioned disadvantagedly to institutionalize a particular way that negatively influences the automatic pilot program. So in an automatic pilot program, the only way to distinguish the difference between somebody who is efficient and effective and somebody who is mediocre is by determining the best routine to follow. In other words, it's just different levels of programming. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, your subconscious and unconscious mind is automatically programmed. Why is it some people are always, they just always find their way to vibrate on a higher level? Some people, they just automatically are successful. You just watch them, and they just automatically are successful. Then some people, they just automatically, no matter what they do, man, them fools, they can't get out of their own way. They always effing up something. Then the suckers that usually end up in prison, homeless, on skid row. No matter what they do, man, they are programmed for disaster. Now, we got many different, you know, we label them and we set them aside because in the dominant culture, in this institutionalized system that we live in, of automatically, there is no room for improvement. You constantly repeat and perform, repeat, perform, repeat, perform. But you repeat the performance. Now, if the performance is good, that's awesome. But what if the performance that you are repeating is bad? My behavior, I keep repeating the same shiznits. And I don't want to repeat the same shiznits. What do? I'm on automatic pilot. I'm automatically destroying my life and everybody else's life. So I got to do something. I don't know about you. I'm turning the freaking automatic pilot off, brother. I'm turning the automatic pilot off. And I'm taking the control and I'm driving my brain manually. So I'm going to operate manually. I'm taking off the automatic program. I'm stepping out of the autopilot organization. I'm going to practice decision-making that's going to finalize and it's going to override my previous decisions, and I'm going to take control of the presumed precedence that has been set for me. I came out the womb, man. I didn't have no choice. I didn't choose my mother or my father. I didn't choose to be raised in no damn cult. I didn't choose to be forced to fast. I didn't choose to have somebody hit me on my back with no metal pipe. I didn't choose to walk around in circles saying thank you, Jesus, all night. I didn't choose to have no Bible shoved down my throat. I didn't choose none of that. That was a system set up for me already when I freaking got here, brother. I came out the womb. And I was introduced into this automatic system. And so now I have no conscious assessment. I have never sat down and consciously, manually examined my routine. I'm just a trained monkey jumping through freaking hoops. Well, this monkey don't want to play no more. Now I want to take manual control. I want to take my plane off autopilot, but I don't know how to fly. Nobody taught me how to fly. So what happens if I take this thing called my life, and I take it off automatic pilot, I don't know how to live my life. My melanated behind is going to crash and burn because nobody taught me how to think. So I take it off autopilot, and I'm worse than I was when I was on autopilot. So hell, I might as well put it back on the program of poverty, the program of disease, the program of stupid and ignorance, and the program of destroying my life and everybody else's. Because if I take it off autopilot without understanding the ability to program it positively or spiritually, hell, at least the program I stayed alive. If I take it off the program, there's no safety measures. There's no system. I don't know how to fly. So I got to make a decision. Do I leave it on automatic pilot and again crash and burn? Because I don't know nothing about making money, but I'm not making no money. So I take it off autopilot. Now, this is what I did. I took it off autopilot, and I would join multi-level marketing companies, crash and burn. I went through 60-something jobs, crashed and burned. I started a bunch of businesses, crashed and burned. I didn't know, brother. I didn't know. So I stopped going to church, and I went out there, and I went into, perennialism, Sufism, the Kabbalah, Buddhism, Hinduism. I studied all of that crap, bruh. It was worse than being a Christian. I could have just stayed in the church. I went into health, man, and I studied all of this stuff. I remember when I was eating nothing but soy. I mean, when soybeans came out, man, I was at the gym, and everybody said, hey, man, soy. Then I come to find out that soy contains nothing but estrogen. And if I would have kept eating soy, I would have walked around with man titties because soy is estrogen laden. Then I came out, and I started eating nothing but meat. Then I found out that I'm a freaking electric, and I'm supposed to be eating like a gorilla. Gorillas don't eat meat. They eat freaking fruits and nuts and berries. And I wondered why, since birth, I've loved trail mix. But everybody told me, dog, hey, if you want to get big, put on some muscle, homie, you got to eat a lot of protein. So I listened to them fools. I took it off automatic pilot, and I started eating a bunch of meat. I almost put my kidneys up. My body can't process all that protein. So what do, brothers and sisters? We're on automatic pilot. And the pilot, the plane is flying automatically. My unconscious and my subconscious thinking has been pre-programmed by the dominant culture. And I want to program it myself. So I wrote a book called Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. In this book, I break down the program. Now, diligence and autopilot, these two suckers, they like oil and water. See, diligence is a conscious act with a purpose-based goal in mind, period. Let me say that again. Now, autopilot, the program, when you get in a plane, the destination is preset. And the pilot clicks on the button that says autopilot. Let's say we're leaving airport in Tampa, Florida, and I say on autopilot, I'm going to D.C. So that plane is automatically, no matter what happens, it's going to automatically readjust itself and go to D.C. What if I don't want to go to D.C.? What if I want to go from Tampa, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia? What if I'm on automatic pilot? Hey, tough duckies, I'm going from Tampa, Florida to Washington, D.C. No matter what I think, that's what's going on. You are automatically programmed for poverty. You are automatically programmed for disease. You are automatically programmed for spiritual ignorance. You are automatically programmed to destroy your relationship with God, with yourself, and with others. Automatically programmed unless you do what I've done and what I am doing. Unless you, number one, observe. Number two, think. Number three, analyze. Number four, decide for yourself. Number five, evaluate that decision. Number six, start back over the process again. Observation, according to science, again, the observer determines what is observed. Now, brothers, sisters, please write that down. The observer determines What is observed? Whoa. The observer, that is you, determines what is observed. That means you don't see from the outside in. You project from the inside out. You do not see with your eyes. You project through your eyes. Scientifically proven. Let me say it again. You don't see through your eyes. You project out and form what's in the brain. The brain, you see with your brain. You don't see with your eyes. Heavenly Father, touch the mouth of your people. You don't see with your eyes, brother. You see with your brain. So whatever your brain has convoluted, that's what your eyes manufacture. Vision is an illusion. Light is an illusion. It's not real. It's a freaking illusion. So your eyes create the illusion that your brain believes. So if I can change your brain, I'm going to change the light. I'm going to change the pixels that crystallize in front of you. In other words, according to science, there we live in a universe of multiple dimensions. In other words, we live in a world where you can go, you can fly your own plane. That means that you formalize your own vision. That means that I observe, if my brain says wealth is not an option for me, my eyes only allow the pixels in through the rods and the cones of my eyeballs that match with my brain. The brain only lets in light that conforms to existing reality. The brain, brothers, sisters, the brain only lets in light, agrees with the existing belief. The brain only lets in light that agrees with the existing belief. That is why whatever car you drive, you see on the road. That is why whatever thing you believe manifests in your life. When you think of things in a specific way, the world formulates in a specific way. When you think a specific thought, the world crystallizes into that specific thought. The world, when you are not on automatic pilot, when you are on automatic pilot, that means that that your belief is automatically in the brain. Now, you was programmed by the time, according to science, they say by the time you're 6 to 8 years old, your belief system has been crystallized. Let me say that again. Right now, there's a six-year-old running your life. Until you tell that six-year-old, I'm going to turn you off, homie. So the automatic pilot program was programmed by you when you were six, when you were seven, or when you was eight. After that, the program is sealed. That is why it's so important that you train up your child in the way that he should go, because when he old, he won't depart from it. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Train him, brother. Train him, sister. But we don't do that. It's too late now. It's too late. Your children is over the age of, he's past the age. So you're supposed to train. That means teach. That means start him off. That means set his autopilot. Did y'all do that? I didn't. I had no clue. I just beat the snot out of my kids whenever they looked. If they breathe too hard, they got slapped. So my children, them suckers wasn't trained. They was beat down. So most of us were not trained. So let me ask you the question, brother. Let me ask you the question, sister, because the program that's running your life, tell me what happened to you by the time from time 0 to 8. I'll tell you what's going to happen to you tomorrow. Please, were you raised in the church? I know what you're going to do. 30 years from now, guess what you're going to be doing? You're still going to be sitting on that same freaking row in church. Why? It's impossible. It is humanly impossible. Humanly impossible unless you rewrite your RAS, your reticular activating system, which is the whole purpose of my program. How do y'all think I reprogrammed myself? I was destined to be dead. I was telling my wife this the other day. I didn't really think about it until I talked to my sister, I talked to my father who was there. All of my friends that was in my little group growing up, they're all dead or in prison. So if I would have stayed on the program that I was programmed to, I would be dead or in prison. So I saw that I needed to change the program, but I didn't know how to program. I didn't care. I was just like, I'm jumping. So all I did, I just jumped off the plane. And as the plane was going down, I figured out some of the program to at least exist. So I had to think and train my mind to always think. That's the secret. The automatic program only works when the subconscious thinking, because the subconscious and the unconscious thinking impairs your ability to process constructively and successfully conscious thought. That's why my organization is called Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. So I want a group of conscious people who disengage their thought process. I don't care how great it is, it's still not going to take you to where you want to go, because otherwise you would already be there. So is there anybody listening to me that's already a multimillionaire? Is there anybody that's listening to me that your blood pressure is 120 over 80, that your height and weight is within side of the industry standards, that your blood sugar levels, that your cholesterol level, that your eyesight, that your hair, that everything in your life, that you are in pristine health? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, that's what I thought. Is there anybody listening to me that's all knowing? Is there anybody that can explain to me who is the creator who's the big G? Anybody? Is there anybody? Now, I know you think his name is whatever you got, you know, Buddha, Muhammad, Yahushua, blah, blah, blah. Now, I can prove, as I talk about inside of my book, The Standard. So that means we've all done exactly what the program says. The program says there is none righteous, no, not one, so therefore there's none righteous. The program says Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon who have deceived the whole world. So everybody deceived. The program says that the great men of renown will use pharmakeia to control the world. Sorcery, which is drugs. So in other words, is the Bible a prophetic book? Or is the Bible a program? I'm just putting it out there in the ether, as one of my good friends say. I'm just putting it out there in the ether, brother. I don't know. Do you know? If you know, tell me. Then we'll both know. All I know is the automatic program that dominant culture got don't work for me. So I disengaged. And I went through these six steps, and it's working pretty good so far. Because Proverbs 22:6 says, direct the thoughts of your children onto the right path, so when they are older, they will not leave it. Oh, man. So you mean to tell me, whatever path they put you on, well, hopefully it was the right one, because if it was not, you can't get off of it. I just read it, Proverbs 22:6. Don't take my word for it. I read it in the New Living Translation. Read it in the King Jimmy. We are all that. This is the way the Bible. Do you know that you are? I have a book called Neurotheology. Now, I will give that book free. If you want, if you don't got that book, email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'll get it to you. I'll give you that book for free. Now, let me pull it up. In my book, Neurotheology. Now, inside of this book is, this is the scientific proof of how spirituality affects your brain. The Bible says you're going to be a slave. You ain't got an option. The Bible says you're going to be a slave, bruh. A slave. You're going to be a slave to righteousness, or you're going to be a slave to sin? Which program you got? Which one? Now, I decided to opt out of the program. Now, that's dangerous, because then everybody look at you, look cray cray. And they're going to be asking you, how come you're not like everybody else, bro? See, the field of neurotheology is the thing that breaks down how to control behavior, how to change your attitude, how to change your DNA, how to change your theology, because it's based upon what is called neuroscience. Neuroscience explains how the brain is based upon neuroplasticity. So I learned neuroplasticity many, many moons ago, bruh. When I figured this out, the first time I took a class in biology, I was like, what? So words change the molecular structure of the brain? They showed me the white matter inside of the brain, and it got bigger and it got smaller based upon the frequency. So this is the biological, electrical, and chemical benefits of words. Once I saw that, I was hooked. I saw how the neurons and the synapses and the chemicals, so chemicals that control my muscles are controlled by my thoughts. So I can control my body. That's why the Bible says that the word of God is alive. It is active. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. It pierces even the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, joint, marrow. That's your body. Joint, marrow. That's the body. Joint and marrow. What's inside your bones, brother? Your bones is made out of joints and bone marrow. What controls your joints and your bones? My brother, what controls your joints and your bones? My sister, you're on automatic pilot. You don't even know it. You're on automatic pilot, but you can change it anytime you want. But somebody, they don't want you to know what I know. Nah, bruh, they don't want you to know this. Everybody, this show should have 100,000 people on it right now. 100,000 minimum. See, the frontal lobe of the brain governs the reward, the attention, the motivation, according to every neuroscientist on the planet. When you meditate, when you do an affirmation, when you pray regularly, it affects the frontal lobe. The hippocampus is the center. It looks like a seahorse. The little part of the brain that looks like a seahorse is called the hippocampus. That is where the memory and navigation. There was a study done by Duke University that shows that people who had a quote-unquote born-again experience, they showed more atrophy in the hippocampus area of the brain. I got pictures inside of the book. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I don't know if you understand. I don't know if you understand, bro. I mean, I know you understand, but I need you to understand deeper. Because you got to take your brain off autopilot. You're doing shiznits automatically, and you've been doing it because your mama did it, and her mama did it, and her mama did it. Nobody asked why my mama did it. All I did when I was a kid, I should get my ass whooped all the time because I asked why. Let's break it down. There is an inner dialogue that takes place inside of the brain. I call it the voice of God. You call it, again, intuition. You could call it that small, still voice. You can call it the Holy Spirit. You can call it the Ruach, the Pneuma. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But there is an inner dialogue. Right now, as I'm talking, your brain is talking. And so that inner dialogue is the voice inside your head. And that voice inside your head tells you what to do. And every day, that voice, and most people can't even hear it no more. Our brain is so cluttered with mind chatter, we can't even hear the voice of God anymore. So this voice tells you what decisions to make about things. It tells you how to feel about things. Let me say that again. I can tell you, hey, good morning. And the voice in your head will tell you, he don't really, you know that dude don't like you. And you're going to look at me like, yeah, what's up, dog? Because the voice in your head says, hey, don't like that dude. Why, man? I ain't do nothing to you. Or maybe I did do something to you, and that voice in your head, I come to you and I say, I'm sorry. But that voice in your head says, yeah, that nigga ain't sorry, man. Don't believe him. Don't believe him. And so you say, I'm sorry, man. I can't accept your apology, dog. You say, but dude, I'm really sorry, man. What I did was an accident. And that little voice in your head going to say, don't believe him. And that little voice going to freaking control your life. It's going to destroy you. Because that little voice in your head is running the show. Because why? You never ask the little voice, hey, who are you? Now, I talk to myself. I just don't do it out loud because I don't want nobody to lock me up. Now, if I'm by myself, I tell you, I remember the first time my wife walks around sometimes talking to herself. I was like, babe, who you talking to? So I'm talking to myself. I was like, when I first met her, I thought she was a little touched. Then I realized she's doing the same thing I do. She just do it verbally out loud. And in fact, they say if you do it outside of the body, it's even better. So I started doing it too. See, that voice in your head, it forms your opinion on everything. The voice forms your opinion. What if you got the wrong voice? See, 99% of us, we got the wrong voice in our head because it was programmed. The voice, man, they got a thing out right now that pipes in voices in your head to override the voice of God. So now you making the now you are making choices in the decisions that's not your own. Let me say it again. Your thoughts are not your own. I've done a show on it. I don't know how many shows I've done on it, man. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not your own. The SSSF, the Silent Sound Spread, they got, man, they got so many mind control manipulation techniques and crap out that, man, they can mind F you on Pluto. The ELF, the extreme low frequencies, I've done a show on electronic demonic possession. Why do y'all think everything is Wi-Fi? I'm just going to put this out there, GP. Why do you think everything is Wi-Fi, and why is it on the same frequency that your brain is on? Now, they used to not program any electronics on low frequencies. It was against the law. Now they got these things called Gwen Towers. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Anybody? Go to Google, type in G-W-E-N, Gwen Towers. Click on images. It look like trees. Do you know that most of the trees that you see ain't real? Do you know what an ELF, and why is it called an ELF? ELF, extreme low frequencies. Do you know what they do to the brain? Do you know that people who all of a sudden jump up, get in a car, and drive to the White House and start shooting people? Have you ever heard of the Monarch? Have you ever heard of the Manchurian Candidate? Y'all think these people, like that black dude, the Facebook killer, you think he just woke up one day? Now, this is a normal dude. Now, this is how I know. Now, there's black serial killers. Come on, man. And y'all believe that crap. There ain't never been no black serial killers. There ain't never been no black gunmen. Now all of a sudden we got black people going around shooting up people, blowing up stuff, driving into schools, killing old people, babies and stuff. That one, remember them dudes who was driving around, they were sharpshooters, there was two black dudes. This was, man, what, 10 years ago? They were sharpshooters. They would drive up, they was in a Volkswagen, a station wagon. They would let down, and they would lay down in a prone position and toof, to shoot off people, black people. Black people don't do that. That's how I know. Now, I hope you don't believe me. I hope you go to Google and do the research yourself about the Ground Wave Emergency Network. Just don't tell them I told you. And then if you want to blow your cookies, type in SSSS. By the all the S's. And it stands for the Silent Sound Spread Spectrum. Why is it silent, bro? Are you being hacked, man? If they want to get you, you can kiss the baby. Ain't really too much you can do other than if God ain't for you, it's a wrap. Now, I know how to protect myself with no, that this dude walking around with foil on their head. I remember my boy, Dr. Delbert Blair, he used to sell this technology. I don't do technology, homie. I like it, but the new devil is called, I have this inside my book, 400-page book. It's called Tektronics, the new god of the world, technology. So it's going to be the integration of technology, the cyborg. It's in all the movies where that the last movie that we just saw, Ghost, they take human consciousness and put it in a machine? What the is going on? Oh, yeah. They know. So they're going to combine. They want you to get all technified. Technology is the new demon. Remember the movie Lucy? She turned into a freaking technology, a computer. Come on, man. Y'all got to pimp the game. So technology, yeah, I like it, but I'm going to keep it at a distance. It's cool, and they're going to come in with this convenience thing, and it's going to do what? It's going to think for you. It's going to override your spirit. Now, this is already happening to you. Let me give you the solution. Right now, your internal dialogue, it makes every decision for you. It determines how you feel about every situation that happens in your life. It forms your opinion about what I'm saying right now, that your inner voice is saying, that little short nigga don't know what the hell he's talking about. Don't believe him. That little voice in your head is going to decide if you believe something or not. That little voice in your head is going to decide if you know whether or not you're going to do something. Now, you know you should come home and you got stuff that you need to do at home. You know. You know you need to cut the grass. You know you need to do laundry. Now, you know, like me, I know that certain behavior I should not do, and yet I do it anyway. Why? Little voice in my head. Now, you know if you need to make a change in your life. You know that, okay, you're eating a little too much sugar. Maybe you know you're drinking a little too much. Every time you drink, you go off and you want to fight everybody. You know you're smoking a little too much of the ganja. You're spending $500-$600 a week, and you can't pay your bills, but you got a bag of marijuana, and you smoking like a freaking chain, but you ain't got no money. Now, you know, but that little voice in your head say, bump it, homie. Let's do it. So that little voice in your head is nonstop. It continually to shape your world. So that little voice in your head projects. So your internal, this internal mentality should override your outside reality because it produces it. So now we got the connect the dots. What dots? There is a link between your thoughts and your feelings. See, you can choose what you want to feel. Guess what? When you are happy, the cheeks on your face, the muscles on your face, crack to smile. Now, try to smile when you're pissed off. I want you to try that. Is there anybody pissed off? If not, I'll walk up to you and slap you upside the head, and then I want you to smile and say, thank you, Brother Will. Ain't happening. I would like for you to try to make your muscles do the opposite of your thoughts. Try it, bruh. Go to a scary movie and just bawl out. Just in the back and start laughing. Go watch the scariest movie that you can find and then laugh. Or go to Kevin Hart or go with some comedian and then start crying. Like have become really sad and emotional. Not happening. You control your thoughts, brother. Not your thoughts, your emotions. Your emotions are, man, I don't even know if I should tell you guys this because this is deep chemistry right here. Your emotions are the masters of your inner thinking, or it shows the master. See, you are the masters of the word. You are the masters of inner thinking. Emotions. Emotions are thoughts in motion. So there is a link between what you think and what you feel. If you feel bad, it's because you're thinking bad. Sounds simple, right? Yeah, that's the problem. It's so simple. God used the simplicity. God used the simple to confound the wise. Are you in control of your feelings? No. Why? You ain't in control of your thoughts. Your feelings are in control of you. And then you are on automatic pilot. Now, the way that the automatic pilot work is they set the thoughts in your brain, and now they are undetectable. So you just get pissed off, and you don't know why. You just wake up. Now, I do this all the time. I wake up some days, and I'm just pissed off. I don't even know why, but now I've learned over time, stop. Now, I ask myself, hey, dude, why you pissed off? You ain't got no reason? Get happy. I'm forced. I make myself get happy. I come in and I watch. I listen to number one for me. Hey, putting on some worship music. I put on Donnie McClurkin today. I put on some Donnie McClurkin. Great is your faithfulness towards me. your loving kindness. See, when I think about the goodness of God, I just, and all that he's done for me, I don't know, bro. I can't be pissed off. I try. I want to be angry. I want to kick the dog, you know, go curse out the neighbor and all that stuff. But when I put on that, I put on something that reminds me, that takes me back to where God has brought me from. Now, maybe you're not no religious nut job like me, but whatever you need to do, bruh, that's what you need to do to change your thoughts, because guess what? You in control. But the problem is you don't take it. You just run with it. You're pissed off and you just stay pissed off. You don't do nothing about it, man. You're not actively, consciously taking charge of your thoughts. I ain't being pissed off. I'm sorry. No, I ain't sorry. I ain't being pissed off. No, I wasted too much of my damn life being pissed off. I ain't being pissed off no more. Whatever I got to do to be happy, that's what I'm going to do. Because if you feel bad, it's because you are thinking bad. Now, sometimes you need to think bad because bad stuff happened to you and you need to process it. So take your time, process that bad event. Allow yourself to feel it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Somebody did you dirty, man. You ain't just supposed to throw it out your brain. Now, you can. But maybe you want to mull it over so that way it don't happen again. It is okay for you to feel bad while you process. The Bible says, be angry, sin not. So as long as you can do that, you're good. But if you are thinking those bad thoughts and you want to find me and put a bullet in my head and I ain't do nothing to you, you might want to go see somebody. So if you can, the goal is, brothers and sisters, is to ask yourself one question. Are you in control of your feelings? Are your feelings in control of you? That's the only question you got to ask. Because guess what? The Bible says, choose ye this day whom you serve. Choose you this day. The Bible says that. The Bible says to bring every thought into captivity and see. Bring every thought into captivity and see. Bring every, how many, brother? One, two, three, no, all of them, suckers, all of them. Bring every thought into captivity. You got to think positively. Now, let me give you the secret to life. This is why I am wealthy, healthy, and I'm becoming more wealthy every day. I'm becoming more healthy every day. I'm becoming more wise every day, and I'm becoming more I'm oscillating in a better relationship every day because I'm doing this. If you become aware of your thoughts that are making you feel blank, decide to learn. That's what you got to do. There is a reason why the thought is coming. You got to decide to learn from that thought and then change that thought. But don't change it until you learn from it. Let me say that again. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. If you become aware of your thoughts that are making you feel sad, the thought keeps coming back because it still has power. And the thought will continue to come back because it is getting more power. Until you bring that thought in, sit it down in a chair, say, thought, appreciate you, bro, but I really don't need you no more. I know you're working hard to keep me depressed. You've been working hard to keep me broke. You've been working hard. You've been doing a damn good job keeping me unhealthy. You've been, you worked overtime on destroying my relationship. Nothing outside of me destroyed. I destroyed my own. My own thoughts created my own feelings, which created my own actions. There were no devils and no demons. It was me. So I appreciate you. You did a great job, but you know what? I'm going to relieve you of your duties. Now, the thought going to get very angry. In fact, the thought ain't going to go away quietly. He's just not going to get up and just take the service package and just walk out. The thought is going to fight to stay because the thought lives or experiences life through your body. Thought is a ruling disposition. Them suckers want what you got, but they don't got a body. They are a disembodied spirit. So these disembodied spirits need a body. All through the Bible, when Jesus came, they said, hold up, Jesus, hold up. Why you come to torture us before our time? And Jesus said, oh, y'all got to go. And he said, hold up, Jesus, hold up, dog, hold up. bid us to go into them pigs, man, because we ain't trying to leave this dimension. We likes it here. We like it here. So your thought like you. They like using your body. So when you decide to get rid of that poverty ain't going to just go away quietly. You got to override that power, that poverty with wealth, with power, dunamis power. That only comes from your diakonia. That's why I don't try to conjure up stuff and put pictures on my wall and do no damn affirmations and say, I am wealthy, and just sit in a chair and freaking meditate and do the same. No, yeah, you can do that if you want. That takes too much time. So if I want to change my behavior immediately, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you can use anything you want, but I know what I'm going to use. I'm going to use something that changes my behavior quickly. Now, the only problem is you got to do this every day. In fact, every second, the Bible says bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God pretty much every day. So I can be wealthy today, and I can be poor. I can get off this call teaching this class, and a thought would come into my head. Nigga, you ain't shizness. And if I entertain it, he's going to get some more friends of his, and seven more thoughts worse than the one I just got rid of going to come back and set up shop. And that voice in my head going to be saying, you ain't shiznit. You ain't shiznit. Stop doing these shows. Stop trying to market. Stop selling your books. Anybody interested in joining your damn program, go sit down and go get you a job like everybody else. Or I can go to my Dear Kinnear report. I ain't even got to read mine no more. I memorized it. It's my freaking head. I know what my name means, brother. Do you know what yours means? I know that I am Bethesiah. I am the builder of temples. I know I build temples that houses the Shekinah glory of God. I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know that when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I know that there is no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. I know that I've been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous for a second, nor his seed begging bread. So I know I'm a royal priest. I know I'm a holy nation. I know I'm a joint heir. I know I'm an ambassador of Christ. And I'm not talking to about no Caucasian dude hung on no freaking cross. I know Christ is a title. I know I'm a part of the Morning Star administration. I know I got the three P's, the person, the place, and the position. And so, therefore, when them thoughts come into my head, they have no power. Now, you got to develop that same disposition. That's called manual control. You driving your own ship, brother. How do you do it? Number one, you observe the fact that the automatic pilot you are on is not taking you in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Observation. Number two, I got to develop a better thought. Because the thought come into my head to say, Brother Will, you ain't shiznit. So I got another thought that says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I got another thought that says that I'm a royal priest. I got another thought that says I am made in the image and likeness of God, the big one. So I can override that thought that comes into my head that said, I ain't shiznit. I got some thoughts that override it. So I replace the negative thoughts with the positive ones. And I keep saying, all you need is one. I got a plethora of them, but you just need one. Now, you can get scriptural thoughts or you can just get your own thoughts. It doesn't matter as long as you got something. Number three, I analyze. Number one, I observe that, okay, is this thought making me wealthy? Is this thought making me healthy? Is this thought making me wise? Is this thought making me have a better relationship with my God, with my wife, with my children, with my neighbor? Is this thought taking me in the direction of my diakonia? No. So then I replace that thought. I think, and then I come. Now I analyze it. Then I decide to continue with it. Then I evaluate my results of it. And then I revisit number one. And it's just a circle. It's a continual process. Observe. Think, analyze, decide, evaluate, revisit. Six things. Do that every day. That is called the process of being diligent. That is how I control my behavior. When I go home, those are the only people that know me. When I go home, my dad, my little stepsisters, the people that know me are dumbfounded. How did Lindsay go? How is he alive? Last time I went home, I was in a car. They was dumbfounded that I had a car. Like, don't everybody got cars? Then they said, you married? And you live in a house? What, and you make money and you ain't got no job? Oh, man, it was like I was a pope. Every time I can't go down home too often because they think I'm like a freaking celebrity because they know where I came from. See, you don't know where I came from. So you see, oh, your brother Will made a little, he make a little change online and oh, yeah, he got a house, he got a car. And you're like, that ain't nothing. I need somebody successful. I'm going to follow that person. But see, the people who know me, oh, they know where I came from, bro. They know from whence I've come. So every time the devil tells me, nigga, you ain't nothing, you know what I tell myself? Go back home, bro. Get in your car, drive back down to Richmond, Texas, and just ride around. Go back to Imogene House, the lady that raised you. I went to, oh man, I can't even say this, I'm going to start crying. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, whoo, there are people that when I left my hometown, and then when I go back, they still in the same place where I was at when I left almost 50 years ago. And they can't figure out why I'm not in the same place. What I'm telling you, I did not read in the book. My life sucked. Nobody could help me other than jail or medication. Those were an option. Remember, they always give you option A and option B. They give you the tree of knowledge of good or evil. They want you to see. Do you know that religion is just a part of the system? That's institutional. Religion is an institution. Spirituality, now that's why I do spirit and science. Why? They are outside of the system. Because remember, it's institutionalized. The automatic program was developed by an institution and put in your brain. So what happens if I get out of one institution and go to another institution? Still the same tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. So if you're good or evil, same tree. Yahushua came that you may have life. So if you ain't got no growth, brother, you ain't got no growth, sister, you are a part of the same system. You're still institutionalized. So the six steps by which to cut off the automatic pilot and to institutionalize or to destroy the institution and to take back your daily routine and your personal life and your spiritual life and your wealth and your health and your wisdom. And then now you become a conscious creator. You become a co-creator with the creator. Now you are responsibility. That means you have the ability to respond. The word responsibility is flip it around. It's the ability to respond. Now, you got a kid, you tell, hey, Johnny, go wash those dishes. And Johnny don't go wash those dishes, it's because Johnny doesn't have responsibility. Now, you can tell Johnny all you want, but unfortunately, Johnny's already programmed not to wash dishes. So you have to be responsible and diligent. Now, I learned this in the prison system. It's called firm, fast, consistent. When I learned that in the prison, I could not believe how effective it was. I've been saying that ever since I came out of the prison system. So when I worked in the Supermax prison, the life expectancy, I think the average time that a guard worked in there was about 3 weeks. There was mandatory overtime, 80 hours a week, when I worked in the Supermax. No guard could work in the Supermax. They got raped, they got stabbed, they got punked, or they got conned into doing something illegal, and then they end up in prison themselves. My best friend is in prison right now. We both went to the academy together. We both worked in the Supermax. They got it. When I worked in the supermarket, when I went to prison, in the academy, they told us, if y'all do these three things, you will not get conned. You will not get swindled. You will not get stabbed. If you are firm, if you are fair, and if you are consistent, that saved my life in the prison. And I've been using it ever since. Firm. You got a standard or a belief system, stick to it. Fair. If whatever you do for the white people, you do for the black people, you do for the Spanish people, you ain't got no favoritism. You treat everybody the freaking same. Consistent. You mean to tell me on Monday you're going to enforce the rule, but then on Tuesday you ain't? The problem with our culture, the problem with children, is that parents are not firm, fair, and consistent. That's how I raise my children. I don't have no problem with them. I give my little son a little leeway to talk crazy because of the fact that I oppressed him when he was little. So I'm going to give him a little time, maybe another year or two. Then after that, he can start getting re-punched in the face if he don't get a grip. None of my children disrespect me. None of my children curse in front of my face. None of my children call me up and say, Dad, you know, you was a father, you was a sorry father, blah, blah, blah. I call them and apologize and say, Dad, don't worry about it. We understand you did the best you can. I call them crying. My middle daughter, Sheree, man, she, out of all my kids, she just hates me. She loves me. She said, Dad, I understand you tried, man. You did the best you could. We know that was no evil intent. I was firm. I was fair. And I was consistent to the best of my knowledge. But I had a faulty belief system. I had automatic pilot. So in order for you to be, you got to be firm, fair, and consistent in order for you to have responsibility and be diligent. So number one, observe what you do. Thoughts come into your brain and you say, I'm going to kick the dog. And you go over there, you kick the dog. After you kick the dog, ask yourself, why did I kick the dog? Think, brother. Think for yourself. Take your brain off automatic pilot. Observe what you do. Think about what you just did. Analyze what you just did. Decide to keep doing it or do something different. Then evaluate the decision that you decided to do. And then go back to step number one and observe, think, analyze, decide, evaluate. Go back, observe, think, do that all day. That's all you do. That's all I do. That's all I do all day. Brothers and sisters, take your brain off autopilot. Because your brain is on autopilot, what that means is that you are being controlled by somebody else other than the big G. The big G is consciousness. The big G is awareness. The little G is unconsciousness. The little G is unconscious and subconscious. The big G is consciousness. God is consciousness. God is awareness. God is perception. God is the ability to be self-aware. Most people are not self-aware. Most people don't know. They just go. They don't know. They get on the scale, and then they 250. Last time they got on the scale, they were 200. They be like, oh, golly gee, fat man. How did I get 200? How did I get 50 pounds? I don't remember eating that much. You're not conscious, man, of what you're doing. Now, I've been living my entire life uncontrollable behavior. I've been living my entire life unconscious. I'm not doing that no more. I'm taking control. And I'm comparing my life to the standard, which is what we're talking about at 7. So join me tonight at 7, especially if you're part of the Clarinomics group, because y'all got to understand the word. Because in the beginning was the word. Now, I'm not talking about this watered-down version that they got. I'm talking about the one that ain't on the planet. You got to go off the globe because Yahushua came from off the globe. Another study for another time. My brothers and my sisters, go from automatic pilot, unconscious, to the manual pilot, conscious. Drive your own plane. Don't let somebody else drive it. My brothers, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.